Hey, what's up, listeners of Chasing Your Best? People from all over the world brought together by one idea that chasing your goals is important, that long-term success is important, that slow and steady wins the race. That's it. That's what's up. Welcome back to the podcast. It's kind of exciting times here in Northeast Washington. We get to play golf under some strict conditions, but what that means is golf lessons, back to work, and some regularity to the lifestyle. Getting my business back up and running and launched and helping people play better golf and and all the stuff that comes along with that. Well, I'm excited to do another podcast. I've been putting a lot of thought into, you know, how I want to deliver these things and really trying to tell a better story and just making sure that it's all done through the mission statement. That is, you know, helping people play better golf, helping people with their goals, and then hopefully that spreads over to the lifestyle, because I think decisions you make anywhere impact decisions you make everywhere. What does that mean? It means, well, all the decisions you make have a compounding effect. If you're going to make better decisions on the golf course, you're probably going to make better decisions outside of the golf course, and vice versa. But today, let's talk about defining your success. It's a topic that I haven't talked about on here, but I think I probably should have a long time ago, because it's really important. And how you define your success and your happiness, and that it really, what this boils down to is it's you. What it boils down to is you and what makes you happy, what's going to make you happy at the end of the year, and just having a definition for that. Kind of creating your own scorecard, if you will, your own golf scorecard that's going to define your success, essentially. A lot of people define their success with their handicap, and they almost define themselves as a golfer with their handicap, and I would shy away from that. I would focus more towards defining yourself with your effort, defining yourself with your process, and then those things are going to lead to the scores that you want to shoot. But I don't think it's ever a good idea to label yourself, because that label kind of becomes a belief that you have. For example, Jim at the golf course says, hey, I'm a 10 handicap. Well, eventually he believes he's a 10 handicap. And a lot of times what's going to happen is when he gets down to that 13th, 14th, 15th hole and he's near that 10 handicap, it's harder to break through because he believes in his head, I'm a 10 handicap. I think in your head, the best thing you can believe is that you're going to go out there and you're going to give your effort, 100% of your effort, to one shot at a time, and the score is going to be what it's going to be. And that's a really hard thing to detach yourself from, and I don't think you're ever truly going to detach yourself from that, because when you're having some of your best rounds, it's going to register with you at some point, like, I got a chance of shooting my career round there, and then you're going to have to deal with that thought, with that pressure, with those nerves. And all of those things are not bad things. Nerves and stuff like that, all it means is that you care. You care about your game, you care about your success, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to learn to deal with that. But let's circle back to defining your success, and I'll give you a couple suggestions and recommendations. Here's what I really want you to take out of this, is that truly it can be whatever you want it to be. So if your success is, you know, maybe getting out with your spouse once a week, that's very, very cool. If your success is breaking 100 for the first time, that's very cool. If your success is simply not going out and losing a golf ball, maybe for a round, that's cool too. But I want you to kind of have that filter of, hey, what is my success? And then when you're out there, it can help you guide your decision making. You know, for example, it's Friday after work, and your definition of success is, this year, it's my goal to break 100, and my definition of success is putting in 90 minutes a week of practice. And it's Friday afternoon, and you're ready to go grab a cocktail after work, but you're thinking, hey, I've only got 60 minutes of practice in so far. What should I be doing right now? Well, you know the answer. The answer is that go get in that additional 30 minutes of practice. Go put your work in. Go define your success and follow through with your plan and crush your goals ultimately. The other part of this discussion that I think is ultra important is that it's just figuring out what it is for you. You know, do you enjoy golf for a social reason? Do you enjoy golf for a competitive reason? do you enjoy golf because it's a reason for you to get out and do business with your friends? Whatever it is, let's define that and let's narrow it down to figuring out your success. And for example, right now, for me in my golf game, if I'm trying to define my personal golf success, my biggest thing is when I'm done with my round, it's how well did I do focusing on one shot at a time? And I kind of grade myself. Did I lose focus for 5 shots, 10 shots, whatever it was? Because I found that's what makes the game the most fun for me. And it also relates to the best scores. And at the end of the day, all you can do is hit one golf shot at a time. So I've worked really hard the last couple of years just to focus on being present in my golf shots and just focusing on nothing more than the task at hand. And then the other thing I've really tried to tune out is some of those external distractions when I step over the ball. In the past, I've gotten distracted by, you know, let's say somebody's jingling their keys or whatever that is. It's been distracting for me. But basically, I've made it part of my reminders and my goals to narrow in on that, and it has gotten better. But it's gotten better through reminders and practice and just following through with those things. And now, yeah, when I go play golf right now, it's some of the most like satisfying and fun golf that I've played in my lifetime. And I've certainly played golf. And although I flutter around between playing really good golf and good golf, my golfing goals are really not to push my golf limits. When it comes to golf, I want to help people. I want to help as many people as possible. I want to help them with their goals. So that deters away from my personal golf game. But that's okay. That's a choice I've made. It's a choice I've made for my career, and it's awesome. It's awesome helping other people with their goals. It's awesome hearing Nancy just broke 100 for the first time, or Susie hit her 7-iron 125 yards for the first time. Or like little Jimmy got his first shot airborne, or whatever. Those things are awesome for me. And there's always going to be an evolution. Like, you know, 10 years ago, my goals were severely different. I wanted to play golf competitively. I wanted to be the best possible golfer I could be for me and play golf competitively and compete or whatever. And then just as you grow and mature and things change, things evolve. And that's why I think it's important that, you know, maybe you did something like this last year or 6 months ago, but it's time to circle back and figure out, you know, right now, today, tomorrow, this week, what is your success? And that, yeah, like that can change and there's nothing wrong with that. But what I want you to go into this year with is that scorecard. It's your scorecard for personal success. And on that scorecard, let's make it about your effort. So what kind of effort would you be happy with? Let's set a couple goals out there. They could be scoring goals, but they could also just be things like, you know, this year I'm going to play in 2 scrambles, 3 scrambles, 4 scrambles, or, you know, this year I'm going to get out with the girls five times or something like that. It doesn't have to be about score. It can be about social stuff too. Yeah, and then I want you to have that scorecard so it can guide your decision-making through the year and help you make good decisions and just keep you focused on what's important to you. And if you need to revise it later, that's cool because you've written it down somewhere. And that's another trick to this. Thoughts are great, but the minute you write them down, it becomes very real. So I would recommend you write it down, or you type it down, or you put it in a place that you can see it, that you get reminders. A best practice would be to put it in an area that you're gonna see it every single day. Maybe the dash of your car, maybe the bathroom mirror, maybe the calendar in your room, or whatever. But if you put something in a place you can see it every single day, it becomes very, very real. And that's definitely something that's always worked for me in the past. And if you've listened to this podcast, I've probably talked about something similar like that in the past. I don't know. I just can think through like this year, for example. One of my favorite things to do every year is to get a calendar and to just kind of check off some of the minor things that I do day to day and put on some monthly goals on top of it every month. At the end of January, I'd write down my February goals, just a couple, 3 or 4. And then as I went through the month of February, I would write down some just minor details on it. And then at the end of the month, when you look at it, it kind of creates it's a very visual picture. It's like, okay, well, look, I ate healthy 15 days and maybe I worked out another 15 days and I did this, I did that, but you have that picture, what you did, and then you have those goals up there. So maybe you're feeling groggy one morning, or you're crabby, or there's a million excuses not to do the things you want to do. But let's say one of those excuses come up and you walk by where you've written your goals down, and then it just kind of brings you back. It can help center you, and I just think I think it can be really helpful. But back to the example, so this year I didn't get my calendar right away. It's just, you know, whatever, life got in the way. I've got excuses just like everybody else. But at the end of the day, I didn't get my calendar, and it got to be about February, and I'm like, man, I'm not getting as much stuff done as I would like to. What's going on here? What's missing? What's going on here? What's missing? And what's missing was my calendar. And I just kind of had to smack myself in the back of the head, go get the calendar, and just get back to work. And a lot of times I think we look for answers in complicated places, meaning that, like, hey, for example, I want to lose weight. Well, we look for like miracle cures, and we look for heavy sciences and stuff like that. And a lot of times the answers can lie somewhere very simple. Like, you know, maybe we're not getting enough sleep. Maybe we're not drinking enough water. Maybe we are not eating enough veggies. So I guess what I would say, and to kind of leave you with something here, is just to have those fundamentals, to understand those things that are important to you, to create that scorecard for your success and define it and write it down. You can always revise it later. I think for a lot of people, they'll put things off because they're worried about, well, this isn't perfect. This isn't the way I want it to be. And what you have to remember is done is always better than perfect. The work done first. And you can always come back to it and revise it. You can always come back to your scorecard and revise it, but write it down. Put it somewhere you can see it and continue to crush your goals. And if I can help you with that, I'm more than happy to. Reach out to me on my socials. Reach out to me through email. I like hearing from you guys. One thing I want to start to bring back more often on the podcast is I want to bring some guests back on. If you followed this for some time, you heard me mention earlier, I just kind of got away from bringing guests on because I was really busy with my startup. I started up my own indoor golf academy, and it required a lot of my time, and I was really focused on that, and it was hard for me to manage guests and their schedules and stuff like that. And I thought it would be cool to take some time to just hang out, talk with you guys one-on-one. But my schedule is back in a place where life is good. I can manage things. I can work around it. My startup is ready and rolling. Business is good. And I want to get back to connecting with more people on here, bringing more of you amazing golfers and coaches and people of the industry. I want to get you guys back on here. Use this as a platform to help you reach more people and just promote the stuff that we're all about on this podcast, like hard work, slow and steady wins the race, goal setting, working towards those things. If you know of somebody, do me a favor, reach out to me on my socials or send me an email. If you want to be a guest on this podcast, holler at me. Here's the basic criteria I look for in a podcast guest. They love the game. They want to help people in some way with their message. And that's about it. I just want to bring on people that are passionate about golf, people that are passionate about helping more people and reaching more people, and using this as a platform to help do that. So I appreciate you guys for being exactly who you are. I will catch you back on the next one, same time, same place, next week.